Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is, who's in authority? Remember the formula I gave you yesterday to identify authority, which is to first identify responsibility. Once you know who's going to pay the consequences for a decision, you'll know who's in authority. Today we're asking that question when it comes to our homes. On the surface, it's easy to say that moms and dads have the authority in their homes, but that line can get pretty gray as kids get older and begin to make decisions for themselves. Let me give you an example. I recently told you about my daughter Renee's situation over loaning and borrowing cars at college. It was important to me that Renee have a dependable car for college, so we gave her a very nice SUV, and I never dreamed this would become an issue. But she is of age now and starting her own life, so it would seem that she has authority over whether or not she borrows someone else's car or not. True? Well, let's follow this story through to the end and see what the outcome was like. She borrowed someone else's car and had an accident. Now, thank God it was a minor accident, but the repair cost was over $600, and our insurance deductible is actually higher than that. Now, Renee is not working this first year of college, so she has no way of paying the repair bill. Guess who got to pay it? That would be me. So, concerning the question of who has authority over whether or not my adult-in-transition daughter can borrow other people's cars or not, let's apply the formula. Who is responsible to pay for the consequences of that decision? Again, that would be me. So, after clearly explaining all of this to my daughter, I said, "Until you are in the position to pay for your own mistakes, I must still make certain decisions, and for now, there will be no more borrowing cars, period." And being the good girl that she is, she agreed. This simple formula has worked in every situation I've applied it to, even in situations between husbands and wives. Try it sometime, and join me again tomorrow as we ask the question, who's in authority? That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.